Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday. It is, I believe it's August 17th, 2017. And unfortunately, we are here to talk about the events of the day. We can, for this time being, get rid of the niceties of the entrance of this show. Another terror attack on the Las Ramblas. It is the main tourist, for lack of a better word, avenue in Barcelona, Spain. A thug, a skank, a scumbag. In other words, I can use, got in a truck, ran over people, 100 injured, 13 dead. It looks like it's being reported three people involved. One is dead. Two are in custody. It looks like exactly what we saw in on Bastille Day in Nice, at the Christmas market in Berlin, I believe in Copenhagen, in London twice. It is ISIS inspired. And, you know, as I have told you many times on this show, I'm always surprised there have not been more of them, because as you travel the land and travel the world, whether it's the United States or other countries, there everything is a soft target. Everything is easy to get in a truck and run things over. Oh, Stockholm was the other place I was thinking of also. Our hearts go out. I've been to Barcelona a few times. I love it there. I absolutely love it there. And I have been on that avenue quite a few times. And we wish the city, the country, well. So we've seen and we saw the terror attack in Charlottesville by this white supremacist Nazi KKK inspired D-bag. And don't think for a second he wasn't inspired by this either. And unfortunately, again, there's not much you can do about these soft targets. There'll be more. You just hope intelligence does their job. And it's also being reported that the night before, some house blew up and somebody was killed. They found a bunch of bombs, and they think maybe this was tied to it also. So, again, when I took my wife to the south of France recently, I just said, do me a favor. You stay with me, because you never know. The police presence in Nice was humongous, especially in the train stations. And I'll leave it at that. I also want to mention, you know, all this that happened in Charlottesville with Trump and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, we make fun of MSNBC and CNN as just arms of the Democratic National Committee and the DNC and the Democratic Party. We tell you about how they have no qualms about pushing an agenda. We've been telling you this for years. And we tell you, we don't mind the opinion people on there. We don't mind they bring opinion people on there and throw their opinion, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. I'm on Fox News. Guess what I do? I give out opinions. I give out opinions. Good or bad. Yes or no, right or wrong. We're talking about the straight news anchors, and they have just turned into advocates. In the whole 5 p.m. Eastern time hour, they're completely ignoring Barcelona, and their whole hour is on Donald Trump and his competency to be the president. These are just sick, twisted individuals that sat on their arses for 8 years playing defense attorney, and now they're playing prosecuting pit bull attorney. And let me tell you, we don't like Donald Trump. We're no fans. We think he's got a lot of problems. We think he's got some good economic ideas, but presidentially, vomit. We have credibility because we don't have bias. We tell you like it is, and we don't care about personality or personal. These people are sick in the mind. Anyway, let them keep doing what they're doing. So let's segue quickly to the market. It got hard today. Now let me say this slowly and clearly, and so you understand. We do not rationalize why the market does something unless it is a direct hit. 9/11, direct hit. Barcelona, not a direct hit. You get what we're telling you? If North Korea would have done something, direct hit. The worry that North Korea is going to do something it's really worried about, it's going to be this week, direct hit. But that's gone away. We were watching a little bit of people reporting on today's market, and all they kept saying was Barcelona. And all I have to say is bullcrap. Because the markets did not blink on Copenhagen, Stockholm, Nice, the two attacks in London, Berlin. In fact, markets went up. What we have been telling you on this show is that this is a less than 50-50 market, where over half the market's already in bearish mode. And what we have been telling you is these type of divergences ultimately usually lead to some downside of unknown price and time. And over the last 7-8 years, they have led, when we've seen these divergences, anywhere between 5 up to 20% drops in the major indices. One time the Russell went down 30. Now again, the only way we know if something like that's going to happen, you got to break areas of support. Price areas. Actual price areas. In 2015, the S&P went from 2135 to 1867. What is that? 135, 270, about 12, 13%. In late 2015, 2016, went from 2116 to 1810, about 10%. We're just talking the S&P. And we saw those. We saw them happen. In 2011, went from 1364 down to 1074. That was about the 20%, which stopped dead in its tracks before it went full bear and turned. And, of course, that's when we started hearing QE2 and all that stuff from Bernanke. Now, of course, as we said, the Russell 2000, a little bit different. Because in 11, it went from 868 to 601. What was that, 267 on 868? That's about 30%. You went from 1296 to 943 in 1516. what is that, 296, 339, about 20, more than 25%. So a little bit different there. All those times, markets topped out through a withering of leadership. Less and less. I think we even mentioned yesterday, fewer and fewer stocks, fewer and fewer sectors, and then as it gets weaker and weaker under the weight of all that, eventually they get the indices. They got the indices today. Now, again, whether or not it leads to something big, something very big, something medium big, something not so big, something garden variety. Because as I said, I believe it was yesterday I said it, it would be normal every year to drop, 5 to 8% in the indices in a bullish market. And of course, we haven't seen anything like that since the election. Is it this time? I'm going to answer that question with one statement. There's a good chance now, off of today's action and off the deterioration we have seen. Can it turn into something bigger? Sure. But we only know that as more and more cards come out of the deck. What we do know is what to be out of, what to avoid. And if we are able to build a bigger list of what to avoid, we know things are getting in more trouble. Throughout the rest of the show, we'll tell you what to avoid. And whatever else. Up next, with the market wrap, on this the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when
muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. So, since I've gotten so many emails, it used to be that markets were forward-looking. Meaning, when a market topped out in January, we started hearing why in March and April. Seriously, markets are like hound dogs. They're like bomb-sniffing dogs, for lack of a better. They can sniff things out before something happens. They've been great at it. They really have. The greatest example I ever experienced personally was 07. Throughout 07, day in and day out, we were telling you, I remember my exact words. Something's wrong with the financials. Something's going on with the financials. Why is this happening with the financials? It's got to be meaningful to the market. Why are the financials doing this? Said it the whole year. And all that happened was market got hit, the financials would lead down. Market would rally 500,000 points, the financials would just inch up. Normally, when if the Dow goes up 1,000 points, the financials are leading up. Not in 07. And during 07, what you had was a big drop. Financials led down. You had a big rally just in the Dow. And in the bigger indices, and all the financials did was bounce. And then we topped out, and the financials just cratered. And, of course, it led to the big, gigantic meltdown, which we really had no idea how crooked and criminal these financial companies were, where not one person went to jail, of course. But the big money knew there was something really wrong, way in advance. But because of central banks... Because of just the quickness of markets, the fastness of markets, it's changed to a certain extent where it's more coincident. Event, market move. Event, market move. We still think it sniffs out the future. But let me just read to you my list of what's happened. I don't know, in the last 10 days that I think could be of matter. You've had this whole Nazi KKK versus the Antifa. You had the terror attack which killed a young lady. You had Trump screw up the what the president should do off of that, then fix it, and then double down on the screw-up. You've had the media just treat him like he's Adolf Hitler. I mean, literally, for 24/7, they would just bring on guest after guest after guest. Racist Hitler, Trump, racist Hitler, Trump, racist Hitler. Trump, psychopath, incompetent, should be checked, medical attention, should have a psychiatrist. Trump, seriously, I'm not making this up, 24/7. On top of that, they don't shut the hell up out of the White House. Between the Scaramucci and all these people with the leaks, that doesn't stop. You now have these business councils gone. And I love them. I remember when I saw a video, I think it was Bezos, the guy from Facebook, guy from all these places, and I heard one guy says, and we're going to help you streamline government. I loved hearing that. It's gone. The Council on Manufacturing, the Council on Strategy, the Council on Infrastructure is all gone now. They're all pissed off at the president. I'm not taking sides on whether they should be pissed off or not, but if I'm a CEO, I don't want to leave one of those things. I like a seat at the table, but what ended up happening was momentum. You had one leave, two leave, three leave, get on a conference call with another five. We can't be with this president who doesn't want to put down Nazis. By the way, that's what they're thinking. Whether you think different or not, that's up to you. That's fine and dandy, but I'm just making a statement here. So that happened. On top of that, there's a rumor of Gary Cohen leaving, which is not true, but there's a rumor out there. On top of that, it's August 17th, and they ain't getting crap done on health care, and they ain't getting crap done on taxes. On top of that, Trump is ripping the Republican leadership. By the way, Republican leadership, that's an oxymoron. Go look up what that means. But Donald Trump needs the Republican leadership. I got news for you. The Republican leadership at this point doesn't need Donald Trump. His poll numbers are just south of Phil Jackson in New York City. And then the little coup de grace today, the icing on the cake a little bit, is Barcelona. So you got all these things happening on top of the fact that the market's been deteriorating for a while now. We've been reporting it to you. But what we have been telling you, and my exact line to you, until the major indices take out this big support, no worries. At least on the areas that have been working. I was thinking about how I want to describe it to you today, at the close of the day. The best way I can describe it is by using the terminology, the ice got thinner today, and some more things gave way today. Now, can we just resolve itself back to the upside tomorrow? Sure, because we have not broken any of the longer-term support except Russell 2000 below the big kazoo. Russell 2000 is below the 200-day moving average. That's not good news. That's 2,000 stocks. So we're just letting you know the ice got thinner today. And it gets easy to crack the market more. And remember I told you last week or so, I said I got rid of my China stocks, but I was a little upset that I did. I'm not so sure I'm upset anymore, even though one of them's higher. So, up next, we'll do the full market wrap, and then we shall pick apart these other areas of the market that have been working. or can I say, had been working. That's up next, and more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So, by the way, just real quickly, the big thing that's going on right now is every city, every street, every county, every state is looking around, what can we now get rid of? So whatever started this movement to get rid of history, bad or good, is gone on. Red Sox are even pushing to rename this street there at their park Yawkey Way, and I guess that has something to do with it. Mount Rushmore, and I'm serious, I'm bringing the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial. Torch the Lincoln bust in Chicago. That's what they do there instead of taking care of all the murders going on. But Gettysburg said, go screw yourself. We're keeping this stuff up. I have to tell you, I have no right to even have an opinion on this stuff. I am not black. I don't know how people feel about it. Because of the slavery thing. So I abstain. I leave it at that. But just at this point in time, expect more of this. We're seeing swastikas being painted on. There's a whole big crap going on right now. That's all I can tell you. And what if a state senator said, I hope Barack Obama is assassinated? What if a Republican state senator said that? What do you think happened to that Republican state senator in the media? Huh? Anybody? Bueller? Anyway, a Missouri state senator, Maria Chappelle Nadal, said, I hope Donald the president is, I hope Trump is assassinated, quote unquote. I'm bringing it up to you because your media is not going to report that. They can't report that. It's one of their own. Unfortunately, it's going to get a lot noisier and a lot more stupid going forward. Remember, one party has no power, lost everything, has no message, heading towards socialism. On telling you what to do and how to do it. And the other party is a bunch of dolts, D-O-L-T-S, that won everything and wouldn't know how to legislate if it stuck them right in the ears. And that's how you get the $20 trillion of debt. Idiots on the left, dummies on the right. We move on. Lots to cover. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. With his proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. And as I told you, Jim is offering 2 months free of his newsletter. Go to jim@rixindex.com, RIXINDEX.com, and he will gladly accommodate you. Dow down 274, S&P 38, NASDAQ 123, NASDAQ 100, 121. Transports a juicy 224, Russell 2000, 2%. Advanced declines, bad. Up, down volume, bad. New highs on the New York and the NASDAQ, 83. New lows, 264. So more new lows, triple than new highs. Now I scanned. So you ready? And again, we are just reporting the news to you, ladies and gentlemen. You guys decide what to do. S&P 500. That's 500 stocks. Slices through the 50-day moving average. Okay? Their support at 2405-ish. And that would be your support in May and in late June and early July. Close at 2430. We'll see what happens. The Dow today at the close is still above the 50-day. Why? Boeing went up like 250 Dow points for starters, but it looks like it's topping out. The NASDAQ at the close today, sliced through the 50-day moving average. You got a little support from last week at 62.14, close at 62.21. Then after that, we'll call it around 60.80 to 6100, if in fact we do go lower. The NASDAQ 100. That looks like a pretty damn good top, and you little bit below the 50-day moving average. The Russell 2000 sliced through the 200-day moving average, the big enchilada. That's not good news. Now, we have been telling you for a while, large cap over small cap, underperforming small cap. It continues. You have support between 1335 and 1345. On the Russell 2000, you close at 1358. But you are now trading back where it was, late November. Wow. That's quite interesting. The NYSE sliced through the 50-day moving average pretty easily. The semiconductor index, SOX. Still got that wide and loose toppy action we've been telling you about to be careful about. And rolled back over the 50-day to be watched. But, of course, the Russell 2000, ick. And then you got some other areas. You ready? Junk bonds. Go look at the HYG and the JNK. That just represents it's an ETF for junk bonds. Just letting you know. You can see what we're seeing. Then you got the industrials, the XLI. Go take a look what it did today. That's not good looking. Okay? Go take a look. You'll see what we're seeing. Healthcare, XLV. Go look what happened today. And you'll see what we're seeing. And the transports. A little bit below the 200-day. You got about that 91.10 support going for the last 3 weeks. Closed at 91.52 to be watched. And the airlines would just smack the smithereens today. Go look what they did to Delta today on volume. Go look what they did to American today on volume. Go look at what they did to Southwest Airlines today. Go look what they did to JetBlue today. Real bad action. Alaska Air. 8-month low on that bad boy. Spirit Air. I hate that airline. New yearly low on Spirit Air. I hate that airline. I know hate's a big word, I hate that airline. So just reporting to you the news about what happened today. And I think we went from 45, 50, 55, 40. Let's say before today we're 50-50. 40-60. And the internals have worsened. And now we watch for lines of support. And we'll see what happens. Just know, fewer and fewer working, more and more not working. That goes for sectors and stocks. And may I add, the KRE regional banks, very bad looking. And now the big banks, XLF, that's to be watched here too, as it's got this little curling over here that would not be good news. So I wish I had better things to report. I can go through individual names, that there's just a bunch of them that broke the 50-day moving average and little support levels today. Again, can this resolve itself better? It's going to be a tough one because before today, half the market was already caca. So pay attention. Up next on The Edge, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, as you know, I'm a political genius. A absolute political genius. Got my pulse on everything. Guess what the next thing to happen is? You ready? Write these words down because you're going to see it 24/7. The media is going to stop going after Trump. No, I take that back. They're going to still go after Trump. Who do you think they're going to start really going after? You got it. A gentleman with the last name of Pence. Why? They're going to now start thinking, just in case we can get rid of this guy, we got to make sure to destroy the next guy. So all of a sudden, Mike Pence, your vice president, is going to become the Antichrist to CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, and the rest. By the way, The Economist, The New Yorker have pictures of Donald Trump on their covers with KKK hoods on. Just letting you know. Holding KKK hoods. That's your media for you. Donald Trump, as much as I can't stand 60% of them, went 70 years of his life not being a racist and part of the KKK, but all of a sudden is now the biggest racist on earth and wears a hood and wants to lynch black people. How is he able to hide those 70 years of racism? I wonder how. Sometimes logic is easy, ladies and gentlemen. Watch what happens with Pence. Okay. Now that we had a nauseating day on the market, let me nauseate you more. Movers of the day. Let's see if I got to update the movers of the day here. So give me 1 second. You want me to sing while I update them? No, you don't want me to do that. I'll chase you out the door. Do you know I have the worst singing voice in the world? There cannot be any worse voice than the one I've tried to sing. And I actually listened to myself back one day. Holy moly. China Lodging Group was up 9 and changed to 109. That's a Chinese lodging company. Alibaba up 4.5, was up 8. Numbers were pretty darn good. That's a China name. And may I say that's it for up 2 or more today? Let's see what we can find on the downside. Priceline down 43. That just gapped down at 1,900. It's already 1,812. Amazon down another 18. That just topped out at 1,083. It's now 960. Google down 16. Intuitive Surgical, 16. Yikes. Tesla down 11. Biogen, 10. Madison Square Garden, 9. Psh, that stock should be trading at 0. The Knicks. 9s, Align Tech, that's off the top. AutoZone, 8s, Coherent, that just gapped down recently in a bear flag. 7s, SVB Financial, regional bank breaking down. Cable One, Mercado Libre, Charter Communications, BlackRock, breaking the 50 easily. Lending Tree, that's off the top. 6 or more, Broadcom, Automatic Data, and I'm thinking to myself when I saw Automatic Data, didn't Ackman just take a big position in that one too? He's getting murdered in Chipotle, and now he's getting murdered in Automatic Data. Wow. TransDigm, Alliance Data Systems, Joan Lang's LaSalle, Affiliated Managers, Coca-Cola Bottling, they own the world. Baidu, Littelfuse, NetTease, that's 5 or more. 4s, Lam Research, M&T Bank, Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast. Acadia Healthcare, big top. Expedia, Bio-Rad Labs, Ameriprise Financial, I'll stop soon. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, Grupo Aeroportuario. Hey, I took 6 years of Spanish. Everest Re, Lockheed Martin, Credit Acceptance, FedEx, that's in the transports. Log Me In, Goldman Sachs, a weak financial. Toro Corp, that's off the top. You know what they do, right? Landscaping, equipment, stuff like that. Brunswick, that's boats and stuff like that, and bowling and billiards. IPG Photonics, Mohawk Industries, those are the 4s. You want to do some 3s? Netflix, Monolithic Power, Sherwin-Williams, Bluebird Bio, Illinois Tool Work, Roper Technologies, that's topping out. Alaska Air, Fiserv, Skyworks Solutions, ChemEd, Celgene, NVIDIA, Wayfair, Ryanair, Amgen, Adobe, iRobot, Sanderson Farms, Intuit, that's just 3.5s. What's that song? So You Had a Bad Day. Yeah, don't let me sing. Anyway, it was a bad day. And again, we do not rationalize. We don't want to get into the whys. We want to deal with the facts of the market. And we know for a fact, that the market's been deteriorating before today. So it's important that you really, really, really watch right now. You could be at an important moment where maybe we're just going to futz around here and still have now probably 40 to 45% of the market in shape, the rest not in shape. We'll see. Lastly, oil's just trashed again today. When we tell you we don't know how bad something's going to get, but we do know to avoid it, what a great case in point, as we have been telling you to avoid oils all the way from the top in that group, and we stay that way. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltenbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,